Reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 105, an act to provide for a comprehensive study by the Corrections Commission of inmate telephone services at Department of Corrections institutions.
Senate Bill 105, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Any remarks? Representative Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate Bill 105 is a very simple little bill. But before we get to that, there's a few facts that you need to know when considering this. The first is that if you have a family member or friend in prison in this state and they want to call you, they must call you collect at payphone rates, which are some of the highest rates that there are. Right now they're approaching about $1 a minute. The second thing you need to know is that the state receives a 38% commission on each of those phone calls. The third thing I'd like you to keep in mind is that the number one factor in whether or not somebody makes it when they get out of prison, the number one factor in whether or not they go back to prison is how closely they are connected to their families. So what this bill will do is simply commission a study to find out if the state should be imposing a financial burden on these families that are simply trying to do what's right. So I'd ask for your support to it. That's all I'm going to pitch it. I hope there are no questions, but I'll happily stand by and take any as long as they're not too tough, because I'm still trying to impress my dad. Thanks.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 105? Hearing no further Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill. It's a simple little bill, like the sponsor said, but I feel it's an unnecessary bill. Nationwide, prisons and jails throughout the country are going to this type of system. And I don't know if I agree with the 38% that Representative Nesselhoff mentioned. That money goes into the inmate recreational fund. It doesn't go to the state. It doesn't go to any individual. That the money returned to the returned back goes to the inmate recreational fund to buy equipment and supplies for the inmates. It's been proven throughout the country that these types of phone operations are the best and most efficient for prisons and jails, and I strongly support opposition to this bill. I strongly ask for your vote against it. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 105. Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise in support of this bill. I had an opportunity to visit with a party that in our area, that was my relative, Representative Dalla. But I know a fella, and when he wanted to call home, it cost $7 to get hooked up, just to make that phone call, plus the costs were very, very high, and it just seems to me that that's a little exorbitant, when after all, the family normally has to pay the bill. It isn't the person that's in the penitentiary, because they hadn't got any money to pay it anyway. And there is a lot of value to having that contact between the inmate and their relations. So I do think we need to take a look at this, and I urge support of the bill.
Further remarks? Representative Peterson.
Well, Mr. Speaker, this came through the Budget and Audit Committee with the unanimous vote. Now, I told the sponsor of the bill and also everybody in the committee that I generally do not like mandated studies. I vote for very, very few of them, but I was going to vote for this one, because there's a lot of people out there that don't understand the whole process and what's going on. In committee, we had the department in there supporting the bill. Nobody was against it. They said that they could do this. And for something that they find definitely wrong, they could get it taken care of by themselves, probably without it. But if the department says they can do it, the commission can do it, if they seem to have the funds to do it, then let's go ahead and do this one and see what they come back with. It's as simple as that. It's very short, and it's, well, the chairman's sitting here on the floor of that commission, and I talked to her a couple times about it, and she says, yes, they can do it either way, but she'd like to have it done this way, and I wish you'd support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Valandra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I too rise in support of of this bill. I know that you know, because of the demographics, most of the people in the penitentiary are from, you know, the bottom economic rung. And I know that a large percentage of them are Indian people, probably 30-some percent. And I know that resources are pretty tight at home. And I'm very familiar with the phone calls. Matter of fact, sometimes I have to accept some of these phone calls. And I just, you know, if it's going to be our public policy that we don't like inmates having phone calls, well, let's do that and say that. But to penalize them with high-cost phone calls, that doesn't actually get at the person we want to. It comes home where these poor families have to make up these costs to keep their phone on, and I would urge you to support this study. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Van Norman.
I rise also in support of the bill. It's not just the families and other people who are recipients of the call. There are also agencies that we may work for in government and attorneys who represent these people when they contact the office and must take a collect call. I have, on behalf of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, taken a number of these calls. It is the only way that people can communicate their specific needs about what they may have a right to legally and may need that cleared up. So therefore, I think we should not tag this cost and place a recreational cost upon other governments and other agencies trying to carry out duties to protect the constitutional rights of inmates. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Galinsky.
I am concerned about the high cost of the only type of phone call that is permitted under these circumstances. And there is the possibility of families having an 800 number type of telephone connection. It is not permitted under the current setup, and I think that's something that the study group could certainly look into.
Speaker. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I guess I'd like everybody to know that this is not only a bill that we should be interested in. This is a nonpartisan bill because I'm very interested in it also. And I've been on a number of studies in the years that I've been here. In the years I've been here, I've instituted quite a few. But what I'd really like to do is see us vote on this bill and see us move on so we can finish up our calendar. I think we're pretty much all in agreement with it. I think we need to vote, move on, and get this baby in the hands of corrections.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the House, the final passage of Senate Bill 105. Those in favor will vote yes. For those opposed, no. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The voters will proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 45, nays 24, excused 1.
Senate Bill 105, having received a majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.